All right, it is a free-for-all Friday. Look, remember Monday? I said, don't freak out that it's Monday. The week is going to fly by, and here it is, Friday already. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you are with us. All right, we've got a lot to talk about. The Supreme Court is coming down with big decisions, and some are really great for President Trump, and some are, you know, not so great. And then, again, remember this this ruling that gives the president more power. There are conservative judges everywhere that when it comes to issues like abortion, they love to issue injunctions against a presidential executive order from, say, a Democrat in the White House. Well, now the Democrat in the White House is also going to have more power. Think about that. It goes both ways. All right. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us. It is Free for All Friday. Two people were arrested in St. Tammany Parish on child sexual exploitation. I just don't get this. Caden Rapino, 23, of Covington, and Justin Dixon, 25, of Plocheville, I guess. I don't know. They're facing indecent behavior with a juvenile and computer-aided solicitation charges. You know, I don't know what it is that people don't understand about this, but leave the kids alone. You're not supposed to have sex with children. But some people just don't get it. Not a lot of details about this because of the nature of the case, according to state police. But at least they busted those guys. And just sad. I mean, it's just, are people so stupid that they think they're going to get away with it? I mean, maybe that's really the case. Maybe they're just so damn dumb, they think they're going to get away with it. All right, Ian's got some breaking news here on another Supreme Court decision that's coming down today.
Well, two things. I want to thank James in Metairie, who called me during the news and pointed out something that got past me this morning, which was that the Supreme Court, surprisingly, said that the Louisiana redistricting case about the congressional map will be re-argued next term. So the map that we have now is the map that we will use in next year's midterm elections.
Okay.
Which is pretty crazy when you think about it. But
yeah, you know, look, the whole gerrymandering thing bothers the hell out of me. You know,
yeah, it's terrible. It
bothers me. It's like, I mean, you're basically trying to carve out a district that's going to win an election for you, as opposed to coming up with issues that appeal to more people. And I think it's really sad. And Republicans do this more than Democrats. They're desperate. I mean, I guess they feel like they need to force their will by carving out districts to where they benefit the Republican vote.
It is absolutely true that both sides engage in this kind of gerrymandering. You know, Texas is horribly gerrymandered. Wisconsin was horribly gerrymandered. But, you know, so is Maryland. And so is Illinois. So everybody does it, but there's only one political party that's trying to put a stop to it. When Biden took office in 2020 with the trifecta and they put forward House Resolution 1, which was like the John Lewis Voting Rights Act, one of the major planks in that platform was no more legislators getting to draw their own maps. All 50 states are going to have an independent gerrymandered district congressional boundary review board that would keep it from being consideration where legislators choose their voters and not the other way around. So who knows what the future of gerrymandering is nationwide? Who knows what's going to happen in Louisiana? But yeah, as a practice, it's awful. It shouldn't work that way.
Yeah, no, it should not. But, and, you know, again, that's the game. It's a game. That's the game of politics.
I've said, too, in the past that, you know, I'm not a fan of term limits, because I think the institutional knowledge that people acquire over the course of 10, 20, maybe 30 years in the House, 30 years in the Senate is really valuable. You don't need term limits if you have more competitive elections. And you have more competitive elections when you don't have gerrymandered maps.
Well, you also have the ability to vote anybody out of office anytime you want. You, the voter, can limit terms anytime you want to. Voters want to turn it over to the government to demand that people get out of office instead of voting them out of office. But you could vote somebody out of office if you want to, but you don't do that. Hey, by the way, Steve Scalise was scheduled to be with us in the studio at 3 o'clock on Monday. He apparently is going to still be in Washington, so he's going to reschedule.
Yeah, I spoke with his press secretary this morning. They say, hey, we are absolutely still stoked to do this. Can't wait to come back. He's the House Majority Whip. He's a very busy man, and there's a lot happening in Congress this week before the summer recess. So he'll
get to us when he gets to it. Yeah, and what we've learned is that the big, beautiful bill is, it's big, but it's not so beautiful. And there's a lot going on with that. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to having Steve Scalise in our studio, and we're going to have just a real, honest, candid conversation. So be listening for when he's going to be on.
What I did want to tell you about the birthright citizenship ruling is that, and just to kind of back up and explain this a little bit, right? These groups that sued the Trump administration to stop this ban on birthright citizenship from taking effect, they did it in one district, right? Just one group of people in one federal court jurisdiction. And then the judge there gives a nationwide injunction that says this cannot take place anywhere. Well, now the Supreme Court says that's too much power for district court judges. We're not going to let them do that anymore. So now the same groups that brought that lawsuit in that one district are now submitting a nationwide class action lawsuit against the Trump administration on the same merits as they had in the previous jurisdiction. There is, I think there is no way the Trump administration wins this battle. The Constitution is crystal, crystal clear about this.
Yep,
if you are born on American soil, you're an American citizen, period. Period with a T.
But I don't like the practice of coming here and giving birth on American soil for the sole purpose of creating a citizen that you might anchor to. I don't like that. And remember, this is not just about Hispanics, because I'm trying to remember the year. Well, I don't remember the specific year, but a few years back, there was there were companies in Russia that had travel packages to Florida for Russian women to fly here and have their baby on American soil to become American citizens. I mean, this was like a big deal. Like, the travel agencies, instead of doing vacations, they were doing anchor baby trips for Russian women. So this is done not just by Hispanics. I don't like the idea, but it happens, and it is in the Constitution.
Yeah, you're not really going to catch me defending, a system where anybody can just make their way to American shores legally or illegally, 8.5 months pregnant, have a baby, and then they get to stay here forever because their newborn baby is a U.S. citizen.
Yeah.
I don't know what the solution is. I don't think that an executive order that is quite so unconstitutional on its face is probably the way for us to deal with this as a nation, but time will tell.
All right, so I got a phone call yesterday, and I'm not going to say who called because it's somebody that people would know this person. But I got some information about a music teacher who was fired from St. Francis Xavier on Metairie Road. He's been there 22 years. He was married. His husband died 2 years ago. Mark Richards was fired because he's gay. Some malicious Catholic or some malicious Christian was so judgmental against gays that they brought the obituary, this is my understanding of it, brought the obituary to the attention of the Archdiocese. And the Archdiocese fired the guy because he's gay. I think that's wrong on many different levels. Now, there was a morality clause in his contract, which I know that happens with Catholic schools and some other schools. And so by being gay, he broke the morality clause. But let's talk about morality. Let's talk about pedophile priest. Let's talk about the Catholic Church hiding pedophile priests. Let's talk about how that happened right here in New Orleans. The very diocese that fired Mark Richards is the diocese that protected pedophile priests. Do you know what they do? They have their hands and they have their privates and they put them on and I can't go into any detail, but I just don't want this to be passed off as something germane. Something like, well, okay, yeah, they molested kids. Do you know what molesting children means? You got to know, but you got to think about the graphic nature of that. Think about what they did, what they do. That was allowed to happen. And I just think it is the height of hypocrisy for the Catholic Church to fire somebody who is gay, who was married, and who knows, maybe he never had sex out of wedlock. And he's fired just because he's gay. When the Catholic Church itself, when the Archdiocese right here in New Orleans is paying millions of dollars because they allowed priests, they allowed the Archdiocese right here, allowed priests to molest children, to have sex with children, to have sex with little boys. It is my understanding that the pastor and the principal at St. Francis Xavier did not want this to happen, but it was the Archdiocese that brought this up. There is a petition on change.org, which is named Don't Pray the Music Away. It's a really good petition. Don't Pray the Music Away. It's on change.org. And, you know, this happened during Pride Month. And my friend has a 10-year-old in that school. They knew the teacher was gay. And the 10-year-old is crushed. And the 10-year-old is seeing the hypocrisy of the Catholic Church fire this guy because he's gay. What kind of lesson does that teach this 10-year-old? You know, I'm Catholic. I was confirmed and baptized Catholic when I got married the first time. I was born Episcopal. So it wasn't much of a stretch for me to go from being Episcopal to being Catholic. I enjoy the Mass. And you know what? I go to Mass when I want to. I should go more often, but I go when I want to, and I have no problem going to a Catholic church. But I know the truth, and I know that they're not perfect, and they should not be judging me, and I don't think they should be judging this priest. I mean, this teacher, a music teacher for 22 years. The kids love this person, and he's fired. What kind of lesson is this for the kids? So what do you think? Do you think the Catholic Church should have fired this guy because he's gay? The Oaken Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. All right, let's go to the North Shore. James, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot, man. Thanks for having me on. I hope you get to see the boat races out on Lake Pontchartrain this weekend since you live so close, man. So if you do, take some video. We'd love to watch it with you.
I know. So what races are this weekend on the lake?
The big speedboat, they're going to be out there on the lake this weekend. Okay. They're at Bonneville Boat Launch right now, and they're going to have jet skis out there, too. And they're all going to be racing. They're going to be racing from Bonneville Boat Launch down towards Bucktown and back. So they're going to have a circle out there. These are them big old speedboats,
oh,
man.
Oh, yeah. Look, I live right there, so I'm gonna go to the levee and watch this.
Saturday and Sunday.
All right, what time, James?
I don't know. You have to check on that. You can probably check that real quick. I'm sure it's in the noon hours, though, when, you know, best for racing, probably. They said even with the rain, they can do storms up to 4 feet, waves, you know. So they said they can race out there even with some kind of bad weather.
Wow.
But if it gets too bad,
oh,
they can't
man,
race.
If the lake got rough, that would make it even cooler.
Yeah, they got some really cool accidents on some videos. I hope we don't have one out there, but you can see some if you go look through YouTube. So I called today about, well, first I want to say something real quick about birthright citizenship, because I seen a report last night on Fox 8 about us being short of 5,000 doctors or something like that. And just in the state of Louisiana, maybe it's 500 doctors. And so when I think of what we're doing with immigration, and I think of birthright citizenship, I think of a lot of our doctors these days who are from foreign lands, who are really good doctors and all that. I guess their plan is maybe to have AI take over being our doctor. So I don't know, man. I got a lot of thoughts on that. We'll have to go into that another day. And another reason why I called is when this talk of Iran and the nuclear weapons and bombing them and all that, I got to go back to North Korea. Right? We were here with North Korea. We went through this. We were trying to stop North Korea from developing a nuclear weapons. They have 50 right now, 50 nuclear warheads and the missiles to deliver those. And they didn't just create them. they got help from Russia. They don't tell you on Google, like, what year they got the nuclear bombs from Russia, but it says how Russia helped them develop.
And you know, when this was a topic that came up recently, I believe we determined that they had nuclear missiles that could reach the west coast of the United States.
Oh, yes. Yes, and it talks about that in Google, but it don't say what year, because remember, not too long ago, and I think Trump went to the summit to talk to them and try to stop them from developing nuclear weapons, but now, and see, my whole point behind this is, it ain't like Iran has to develop nuclear weapons. Iran is already close with Russia. If they're developing nuclear weapons and Russia wants them to have them, and besides the war, basically they can get it. So all this talk about, oh, we destroyed this mountain and we destroyed that, means nothing. It meant nothing in North Korea, and it means nothing with Iran. If Russia can just come in there and deliver nuclear weapons to them. So all this talk about what we blew up and all that is just talk.
Yeah.
That's just talk to me. And I believe the media is letting us down by not pointing that out and bringing up the fact of what happened with North Korea. They should be pointing that out to us. They probably know this, and that's probably why they're probing a lot, but they need to be setting that in the media, and when they talk to Trump and has that, say, well, what happened in North Korea?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. It's interesting how political this is, that, you know, that at one time, North Korea and the nukes were the hot topic, and then that just sort of fades away, and then Iran and the nukes are a hot topic because Israel is attacking Iran.
And here we are with North Korea with over 50 nuclear warheads with enough enrichment to build 20 to 40 more. So, I mean, that's something to think about. Yeah. All right, so another reason I wanted to talk about today, because since it's Friday, I want to write things up. You talked to Henry Winkler a few months ago, the Fonz, when he was in town, and he was talking about his new program on the History Channel, Hazardous History. I'm telling you, have you watched that yet?
No, I haven't.
Oh, man, you got to check it out. That is some good stuff, man. He does a few different ones. The one I saw the other day was about Daredevils. And they showed the disco night at the ball stadium. They showed the 10-cent draft at the other ball stadium. They showed Ant-Man, who came in around the time of Evel Knievel. And Ant-Man was on the jet plane riding up top, strapped to it. I mean, just incredible stuff, man. Then they showed the people in California rolling their roller skates. I mean, the skateboards down the hill and how dangerous that became. And I think it's just a great program. And the History Channel's been hitting it lately. They got the West with Kevin Costner, too. And I think that's been some really good stuff to take your mind off everything going on today.
James, I like that. Always looking for a mental escape from the reality.
That's it, man. It's a really good one. And when you watch, like, the West, and it reminds us of what went on with the Native Americans and what they lived through. And that's my ancestry. And so I take that and I use that with myself today, understanding that you're not going to fight the U.S. like they did back then. You know, that's not the way to do it. It is through peace and all that. And then I kind of have a disagreement with Natives. And, like, to me, there is no land that's our land. Even, you know, Native man, I believe living nomadic is the way to be, where you keep finding new lands and people find new lands. Just to call a land and say it's your land and try and own that forever, to me, is just, I believe it's God means for us to keep evolving. We just can't call one land our land and it be that land forever. The dinosaurs were here. There'll be something after us.
Yeah. But,
you know, it just keeps moving on. I'm just saying, because I'm Native American, I believe it's important that we just, instead of trying to lock, because I went through Fat City when they took Fat City from us. You know, we were out there for years and years and years, and they've made codes and they made a difference. And I accepted that, and we moved on. I just want people to understand that and be able to move on with different things and accept things that come. That's all, buddy. Have a great weekend, all right, y'all. Love y'all. Take care.
All right, James. Thanks. I may have to light a pipe on that one. You know, think about that a little deeper. All right, if you want to join us for the coffee this afternoon, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. So what about this teacher, Mark Richards? Should the Catholic Church have fired him? The Archdiocese apparently fired him. And it's my understanding that the pastor and the principal at the school, St. Francis Xavier, did not want to fire this guy. But I think you need to think about the lesson that the school is teaching, the lesson that the Catholic Church is teaching young people when they fire somebody just for being gay, when the Catholic Church itself has so many skeletons in the closet. and the Catholic Church itself right here in New Orleans. The Archdiocese here in New Orleans has paid out millions of dollars because they did not do more to stop priests from molesting boys. Essentially, you can argue they let it happen. And that's the Archdiocese that's going to fire this guy just because he's gay? That is an injustice. And the God that I know, the God that I know, doesn't like this. The God that I know is going to be judgmental of the Catholic Church and those who made the decision to fire this guy just because he's gay. If you have a comment, the Okanar Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 2002, John Entwistle, the bass player for The Who, died in room 658 at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Vegas. This was one day before The Who was scheduled to begin their 2002 United States tour. John Entwistle was 57 years old. He had been partying with Alison Rauss, who was a local stripper and groupie. And I think we know what they mean when they say partying. I mean, I guess it was cocaine, too, because she woke up and found John Entwistle cold and unresponsive. And his death was determined to be from a heart attack induced by an undetermined amount of cocaine. He also smoked up to 20 cigarettes a day. If you continue to do that stuff, there's a good chance you're going to die. So don't even get started. And if you're doing it, find a way to quit doing it. I mean, I don't want to lecture you, but man, with the stuff that's out there now, I wouldn't mess with it. Anyway, this is the day that John Entwistle was found dead in his hotel room in Vegas, 57 years old. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. On the Scoot on the Air calendar on this day in 1956, it was a setback for the Beatles. They performed two shows in Rome, and both of them were not well attended. An Italian newspaper commented that, quote, They were no more than four ugly faces, four heads of long hair, four sublime idiots, four barefoot bums. In 1965, this Italian newspaper thought the Beatles were done because they had two shows in Rome and they weren't well attended. I don't know why that happened, but that was just sort of a fluke. But the Beatles proved to be more than just four ugly faces, four heads of long hair, four sublime idiots, and four barefoot bums. You know, I'm sure that that person who wrote that for that Italian newspaper, I'm sure he lived long enough to realize what an idiot he was. I'm Scoot on the Air. It is a Free for All Friday. We're talking about this priest who, not this priest, but this teacher who was fired from a Catholic school, Saint Francis Xavier. On Metairie Road. The music teacher, Mark Richards, was fired because he's gay. And I realize there is a conduct clause, a moral conduct clause in his contract. But still, for the archdiocese that protected priests while they were having sex with little boys, right here in New Orleans, that archdiocese fired this guy just because he's gay. I find that highly hypocritical. I find that to be very unchristian, and I think God frowns on that very severely. And there's a petition up on change.org if you want to check it out. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oaken Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. Also, President Trump is threatening to sue the New York Times and CNN over, quote, unpatriotic reporting on the U.S. military intel. Do you know, you think Donald Trump knows that you have a right to be unpatriotic in this country? I don't think you should be unpatriotic, but you have that right. And once again, I mean, we have a president who doesn't understand the concept, much less details, about the Constitution. I mean, he doesn't get it. I mean, there's a lot of this stuff about the Constitution, about basic civics, that Donald Trump does not understand. And we know he doesn't read. How did he get through high school? How did he get through college? I mean, did Daddy pay his way through school in more ways than one? You think Daddy ponied up some money for Trump to graduate? I mean, I don't know. But this is somebody who has gone through life without a basic understanding of the Constitution. And he's part of a generation that would have been taught civics in school, I assume. So anyway, I mean, I just think it's really amazing that he would even think to sue the media for being unpatriotic. First of all, are they unpatriotic? I don't think so. They're only unpatriotic in his opinion. They reported the news that was available. This was the big conversation all this week on the show. They reported factually what had been released to them from U.S. Intel. They didn't make it up. They reported factually what had been reported or what had been released to them. They reported that. So it was not, by definition, fake news. So Trump is lying about that. And then to think that he could sue them for being unpatriotic for that, I mean, this man just doesn't have an understanding of civics or the Constitution. And that amazes me. All right, let's go to Ian with some of your text messages.
Here's a text message that says it's a private school. Sorry, most of the texts right now are about the Catholic school fire.
Okay.
Text says it's a private school. They can do what they want. If people don't like it, they can pull their kids out and put them in another school. I'm pretty sure they won't have a problem filling spots for anyone that
okay,
goes
well,
that
look,
route.
But that's not the question. I mean, of course they have a right to do that. But should they? Should the archdiocese that protected priests from having sex with children, protected them, should that archdiocese fire a guy for being gay? That's the question. There's no question about whether or not they have a right to do it. And if St. Francis Xavier starts to get a bad reputation, then kids are not going to go there. Parents are not going to put their kids in that school. And I think this is a terrible lesson to teach young people, that you fire somebody just for being gay.
Here's a text from James and Harvey. He says, I once had a male teacher who was reputed to have slept with half of the female teachers to the point where they were arguing about it at his home and in public. Would the Catholic school have fired him?
No. I don't know. There's a moral clause in the contract. So maybe they would. But I will tell you that the Christians and the Catholics who are judgmental of gays are not as judgmental of adulterers. How can you say one sin is worse than the other in the eyes of God? If you think it's a sin for people to be gay, it's also a sin for people to be philanderers. And so how can you pick one sin being worse than another sin? Again, I just think this is hypocrisy, and I think the archdiocese is going to find, if they continue to do this kind of stuff, and I hope they get a lot of publicity for firing this guy because he's gay. St. Francis Xavier and other Catholic schools, I mean, they need the money. They need the money. You know, that second collection in church doesn't make up for everything, so they need the money. But if parents don't put their kids in those schools, they're not going to have the money.
To that point you made, here's a text that says, strange, you'll invoke God here on this teacher's firing, but you won't invoke God in general on homosexuality. That's hypocrisy at its finest.
Well, I have addressed that. It doesn't come up often, but I address it this way. You can't take the Bible literally. You can't. I had a theology teacher at Loyola tell me you can't take the Bible literally. There's a lot of good stories in there. It's a really good book. There's a lot of great lessons in there. But you can't take it literally. And I'm not even going to buy into this idea about Leviticus. Oh, Leviticus says this. Well, Leviticus also says you're not supposed to eat shellfish. You eat shellfish? Well, then shut up. You know, I mean, you can't pick and choose. You can't take one book of the Bible and say, well, I like this part, but I don't like this part. I mean, you can't do that and not have credibility. You could do it, but you can't do it on this show. And so we'll call that out. So the God that I know understands that men wrote the Bible. And you can say under divine intervention, all that. But men wrote the Bible. And I have read that the Bible, the soonest the Bible was written was 75 years after Christ died. You know, there's a lot of gossip and a lot of stuff can happen over those 75 years. And people with an agenda at the time wrote this Bible, setting up these rules and just laying out this basic story. And again, it's a great book. I mean, I love the lessons of the Bible, but I don't believe that homosexuality being gay is a sin because I believe God made all of us, and I believe that some people are born gay, and therefore I believe that God made gays. Now, you don't have to believe that, but don't bust me and say that I'm not bringing God into this, because I am.
It's funny, you never hear anybody say anything about the other parts of Leviticus, like you said, about eating of the shellfish or the wearing of the mixed fabrics. Like, why is the one part about Leviticus that people get excited about the part that allows you to judge other people?
Yeah.
The part that allows you to feel like you're better than somebody else.
Simple-minded.
Well, yeah, when are you ever going to get in somebody's face? Where's the street preachers out here yelling about shellfish?
Yeah, they're simple-minded. You simple-minded know? People pick up on one thing. And see, they've been told by the Christian zealots, they've been told by the right-wing conservative media echo chamber, that there's this part in the Bible, and use this. They're telling you to use. Well, I'm telling you that if anybody pulls that on you, you can simply turn it around and say, do you eat shellfish? You associate with people who eat shellfish? Then don't worry about it, because you can't use one part of the book and not the other part of the book. It's absurd. All right, we got to get to a break here. All right, if you want to join us, the Oak and Hart Jewelers talking text line is 504-260-1870. All right, on this day in 1976, on the Scoot on the Air calendar, John Lennon finally received his green card from the U.S. Department of Naturalization, which officially granted him permanent resident status in the United States. They were trying to deport him over his stance against the Vietnam War, and they actually thought that John Lennon was a national security threat. Well, on this day in 1976, he got his green card to stay in America, and look what happened to him. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. Yeah, it's hot, but the weekend is here. And look, let me remind you that the world is moving faster every day. So keep it locked right here on WWL for the latest on President Trump, the Supreme Court rulings, tension between Iran and Israel, and the ceasefire. I hope it holds over the weekend. Every hour, get updates from CBS News for the stories as they unfold. And then join Tommy, Newell, and me for in-depth discussions, expert guests, and a place to share your opinions. Stay tuned. Keep it locked here on your news, talk, and sports leader, WWLAMFMN.com, and always live on the free Odyssey app. Let's go to John in Covington. Hey, John, welcome to our show.
How are you? Happy Friday, buddy.
Yeah, same to you, John.
Yeah. You know, I'm amazed how every day it's beat on Trump, beat on Trump, beat on Trump. And, I mean, we don't talk about the stock market today is at an all-time high. We don't talk about inflation that's actually lower. We don't talk about the Pakistan-India ceasefire that Trump negotiated. We don't talk about how he dealt with Iran. You can say, oh, well, it might not have really been a very successful attack. I think it was. And so many other people do. The UN does. Even the comments coming out of Iran say they were. I don't see you ever talking much about the ceasefire that he created in that war. And I don't ever hear you talk about, at this point, there's zero border crossings when we had over 10 million under the Biden administration. And last but not least, I don't hear you ever talking about how he made NATO increase their output 5% from 2% when most of them weren't even paying 2%. I never hear anything good.
Yeah.
Why is that?
All right,
Scoot.
John, glad you had a chance to call the show. I don't need to be told what we don't talk about. We can talk about whatever we want to talk about. We talk about a lot of things. I have talked about the border countless times, including this week. So for John to call up and say, I don't hear you talking about that. Well, John, you're not listening. And if you don't listen all the time, then don't assume that I'm not talking about it. So don't call the show and waste the time of the audience and waste my time by telling me what I don't talk about when I really talk about these things. I talked about the border. I talked about the ceasefire. I have talked about a lot of things. We did not get to the stock market today. And by the way, we don't talk about everything every day. And neither does Fox News. And neither does any of the outlets. They don't talk about everything every day. We can't get to everything every day. But over the course of time, we talk about a lot of stuff on this show. And you're not giving us credit for talking about a lot of things that you say we don't talk about that we actually talk about. But since we don't talk about all the things, or you think we don't talk about the things that we should talk about, according to you, I appreciate the fact that you're still tuned into the show.
Also, there's a difference between what we can talk about and what we can just like say, or what we can just like mention. I think that you'd probably agree, Scoot, as would people who have been in this business for a long time. The fact that Donald Trump has convinced NATO members to increase their own individual levels of GDP defense spending from 2% to 5% is not a topic of conversation. What can he? Is that a good thing
or a bad thing? Look,
we can mention that. We can say that happened, but we're not going to get 3 hours of juice out of that.
No, we're not. And that's the other thing. This is a business. And a lot of this depends on what the audience wants. I keep telling you that the audience drives media. And I do a lot of topics that I know are not going to get audience response, but a lot of the things that we do are the things that we think people care about. And I've talked about how the national debt is a big topic, John. We don't talk about it because you know what the truth is? Most people don't want to hear about it. So when you get a radio show, you can talk about the topics you want to talk about. But when you're in this business and you want to be and you want to do a good job and you want to be successful, you have to talk about stuff that people are really interested in. Now, 10 people can call right now and say, yeah, we're interested in NATO. Well, I don't buy that. You know, I mean, you can be interested in NATO, but I'm telling you, that's not a hot topic on a free-for-all Friday afternoon. It might be a hot topic one day next week. But I talk about a lot of things that John says I don't talk about. I don't even want to go into this any further. You either like the show or you don't. We're under no obligation to talk about anything other than what we want to talk about. So, look, sometimes I get a little bit, I know I got to get to a break, but sometimes I get a little bit too passionate when it comes to hypocrisy. And I just feel like the Archdiocese of New Orleans is really hypocritical because of their own sins. And then they fire a 22-year veteran as a music teacher. He's not a veteran, but 22-year veteran as a music teacher at St. Francis Xavier on Metairie Road. And this 10-year-old boy, a friend of mine, is really upset. And a lot of the other kids are upset, too. Mark Richards was fired because he's gay. He was fired by the Catholic Church that protected pedophile priests, the Catholic Church that allowed priests to have sex with young boys. That's it. I have a problem with that hypocrisy. And sometimes I may get a little too wrapped up about that. All right. We'll get to more of your calls here in just a moment. On the Scoot on the Air calendar on this day in 1956, Fats Domino recorded this song in Hollywood. It rose to number 2 and became his highest charting song. Of the 37 top 40 hits Fats Domino had. And the song was recorded at least by 6 other popular artists in the 1940s. But this was a smash hit for Fats Domino, one of the original rock and rollers. We'll be right back. All right, a woman wearing a sports bar was denied to ride a ride at Disney World. We'll talk about it.